the first months of apprenticeship, a young geisha is known as a novice and cannot perform dances or entertain on her own without her older sister, and in fact does little besides watching and learning. As for my name of Sayuri, Mameha had worked with her fortune teller a long while to choose it. The sound of a name isn't all that matters, you see. The meaning of the characters is very important as well, and so is the number of strokes used to write them. For there are lucky and unlucky stroke counts. My new name came from Sa, meaning together, Yu, from the zodiac sign for the hen, in order to balance other elements in my personality, and Ri, meaning understanding. All the combinations involving an element from Mameha's name, unfortunately, had been pronounced inauspicious by the fortune teller. I thought Sayuri was a lovely name, but it felt strange not to be known as Chiyo any longer. After the ceremony, we went into another room for a lunch of red rice, made of rice mixed with red beans. I picked at it, feeling strangely unsettled, and not at all like celebrating. The mistress of the tea house asked me a question, and when I heard her call me Sayuri, I realized what was bothering me. It was as if the little girl named Chiyo, running barefoot from the pond to her tipsy house, no longer existed. I felt that this new girl, Sayuri, with her gleaming white face and her red lips, had destroyed her. Mameha planned to spend the early afternoon taking me around Gion to introduce me to the mistresses of the various tea houses and okia with which she had relationships. But we didn't head out the moment lunch was done. Instead, she took me into a room at the Ichiriki and asked me to sit. Of course, a geisha never really sits while wearing kimono. What we call sitting is probably what other people would call kneeling. In any case, after I'd done it, she made a face at me and told me to do it again. The robes were so awkward it took me several tries to manage it properly. Mameha gave me a little ornament in the shape of a gourd and showed me how to wear it dangling on my obi. The gourd, being hollow and light, is thought to offset the heaviness of the body, you see, and many a clumsy young apprentice has relied upon one to help keep her from falling down. Mameha talked with me a while, and then, just as we were ready to leave, asked me to pour her a cup of tea. The pot was empty, but she told me to pretend to pour it anyway. She wanted to see how I held my sleeve out of the way when I did it. I thought I knew exactly what she was looking for and tried my best. But Mameha was unhappy with me.